Matthew 23, verse 1 to 12, page 699. Seven woes. Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The teachers of the law and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat, so you must obey them and do everything they tell you. But do not do what they do, for they do not practice what they preach. They tie up heavy loads and put them on men's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them. Everything they do is done for men to see. They make their phylacteries wide and the tassels on their garments long. They love the place of honour at banquets and the most important seats in the synagogues. They love to be greeted in the marketplace and to have men call them rabbi. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have only one master and you are all brothers. And do not call anyone on earth father, for you have one father, and he is in heaven. Nor are you to be called teacher, for you have one teacher, the Christ. The greatest among you will be your servant, for whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted."
Now, we are going to have our talk now, and I've been told that a very important missionary is coming to talk to us. I'm not sure who that is, but I'll let him introduce himself. So, a very important missionary.
Make way. Excuse me, make space. I am an important missionary. In case you forget, this will help you remember. I come from Africa. And I'm clearly important. And I have a black Bible, unlike your ordinary church Bibles. I'm going to explain to you, from my wisdom, the meaning of this passage today. So please open your Bibles. If you have shut them in my Bible, it's on page 1684. You'll have to find what page it is in your own Bible. But our passage today has some very excellent news about those bad people, the Pharisees. Jesus brings them down a peg or two. I'm so excited about that, and I think that you will be too once you've listened and learned from me. So it says, as Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, the teachers of the law and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. So you must be careful to do everything that they say to you. Now, Moses was a mediator. That is, he was a go-between between God and the Jews. But he was also the person who the Jews went to when they wanted to find out about God's law. And the Pharisees, likewise, were the people who the Jews went to when they wanted to find out about God's law. So they were sitting in Moses' seat. They were the people who the Israelites went to find out about God's law. There was nothing wrong with that job of being a Pharisee, but as we know, good jobs can be filled by bad people. And the Pharisees were very bad people, unlike us. But Jesus carries on. He sees right through them, and he says in verse 3, "Do not do what the Pharisees do, for they do not practice what they preach. They tie up heavy, cumbersome loads and put them on other people's shoulders. But they are themselves not willing to lift a finger to move them. Now, it is not Moses' law that was bad, but rather these nasty Pharisees. And they had added all sorts of tricky details to God's law. For example, in one of the Ten Commandments, God said through Moses, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." But the Pharisees had turned it into an endless list of rules about what people could not do on the Sabbath. No work, no helping people who were sick, no fun, no games. Nothing. In fact, I notice that some members of our congregation have gone on holiday on the Sunday. The Pharisees were not interested in remembering God's holiness on the Sabbath. Oh no. These nasty Pharisees were just interested in the long list of things that people could not do, and they made sure they did not do them, except that they, the Pharisees, did not obey their own rules. And Jesus knew all about that. In verse 4, it says that Jesus saw the Pharisees did not obey their own rules and that they told everyone else to keep. So they were hypocrites. They said one thing and they did not keep their own rules. In fact, from verse 5, Jesus goes on to say, everything they, that's the Pharisees, do is done for people to see. They make their phylacteries wide and their tassels on their garments long, and they like the most important seats in the synagogue, and they love to be greeted with respect in the marketplace and to be called rabbi by others. Now, I don't suppose any of you know what a phylactery is, being commoners, but I'll explain to you. A phylactery was a small box, only about this size, in which they wrote some important scriptures and they tied them on their forehead. Can you imagine walking around with a little box on your forehead tied up with a ribbon, inside of which were some important scriptures from the Old Testament, including this one actually from Deuteronomy 11 verse 13 and onwards. So their phylacteries had this inside them. If you obey faithfully the commands I am giving you today, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, then Moses goes on to explain how God will bless his people. But then they carry on the same passage, verse 16, Deuteronomy. Be careful or you will be enticed to turn away and worship other gods and to bow down before them. And then the Lord's anger will burn against you. That was one of the scriptures that the Pharisees had in their phylacteries, in this box on their forehead. But in our passage today, Jesus made clear that the God of the Pharisees, the thing that they cared about, their God, was a place of honor amongst men. They had turned away from the true God, and Jesus' anger did burn against them. By the very texts they had in their large phylacteries on their foreheads, they were condemned. But Jesus hadn't finished with these nasty people yet. He carried on in verse 8. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all brothers. And do not call anyone on earth father, for you have one father, and he is in heaven. Nor are you to be called instructors, for you have one instructor, the Messiah. And the greatest among you will be your servant, for those who exalt themselves will be humbled. And those who humble themselves will be exalted. See how Jesus brought those good-for-nothing Pharisees down to earth with a bump, and he humbled them. It's great. If people do not humble themselves before God, then God will humble them. Aren't you glad that Jesus saw through those Pharisees? Those proud and hypocritical people. They got what was coming to them. But of course, we Christians, we do not wear phylacteries, nor have long tassels on our robes, so this does not apply to us. At least to me. Or does it? Let's look again and check. The passage starts in verse 1, chapter 23. Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples. Now, I'm not one of the original 12 disciples, but I am a Christian. So I am a disciple of God. So maybe this does apply to me. Maybe I need to listen rather more carefully to what Jesus is saying. Let's have another look at the passage to see what Jesus is saying to us. First, if our religion is for outward show, human show, then we are serving another God than Jesus. If we are proud and trying to impress people, then thinking that we're better than other people, then we fall into the same trap as the Pharisees. And this passage from Deuteronomy 11 that they had in their phylacteries speaks to me too and to you. In fact, God's anger will burn against us if we turn away and worship false gods. And he tells us that we will also miss out on his many blessings. So I think I need to put down my big black Bible, which was just for show, as I was trying to impress you. The church Bibles are perfectly good enough. I'll pick up one of these. They contain all the precious words of God just the same as any black Bible. Secondly, Jesus tells us not to be hypocritical. Why did Jesus condemn hypocrisy? Because God is not two-faced with us. He does exactly what he says he will do. And he does not expect us to do anything that he has not done first. For example, he tells us to love people because he is loving. And he shows us in the life of Jesus what love looks like, as well as in the Bible, of course. So when I introduced myself as an important missionary and was then rude to you, I was being hypocritical. I think that although I am a missionary in Africa, I'm certainly not an important one, and God knows full well I'm just a beginner. In the missionary kindergarten, that's where he knows that I belong, and I know that too. He called me and Barbara to work in Kenya, but he's called you to work here, and there is no difference. I think I need to take off my bright African necklace and give it back to Barbara. Thirdly, Jesus tells us that we are to humble ourselves and not big ourselves up. Verse 11 and 12 say, "The greatest among you will be your servant, for those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." In our passage, we saw that the Pharisees did not humble themselves before Jesus. So he humbled them and brought them low. Instead of gloating that Jesus saw through the Pharisees, I need to humble myself too. Why? Because Jesus shows us what greatness is really like. It's a life of sacrificial service, of washing people's feet, of being willing to be counted nothing, of even being willing to die for others as Jesus died for me, although it was me who was guilty and not Jesus. In fact, I begin to realize I'm very much like the Pharisees. So, I am sorry that I was rude to you and I looked down on you, and that I didn't even tell you what page the reading was on. I'm sorry that I introduced myself as a wise teacher. Jesus tells us that we have no teacher but him. And I think I need to take off my black gown. So I stand here, jeans and t-shirt, just Mark. There's nothing wrong with robes or black Bibles, and if you have one, don't be ashamed. What was wrong with me doing that was trying to impress you. Not that it works. Most people see through it, just like, you know, we can see through a whole lot of rubbish like that. And Jesus certainly sees through it, just like he saw through the Pharisees and me. And he knows that I'm a sinner, just an ordinary person. When we take off all our airs and graces and stop pretending that we're important or special and come before Jesus our Lord as we are in our tatty rags, does he love us less? No. He already knew that I am Mark, a sinner. He still loves me. He already died for me. And I've just taken off a robe and so on. But what about pride and hypocrisy? Do I need to put aside some pride, some hypocrisy? Do I behave differently on other days of the week than when I'm here on Sunday? That's hypocrisy. What about you? What do you need to take off and come before God as you are, as he already knows, because he still loves you and me? When we do take these things off, we find that the last part of our reading is also true for us. Those who humble themselves will be lifted up, will be exalted. This does not usually mean that God will make us rich or important in the eyes of this world. He's more likely to call us to stack the chairs at the end of the service or befriend a neighbor. Just ordinary things nobody notices except God. Even if the people in this world look down on us, we find we have peace. And we know that we are loved and counted worthy by God, clothed in his righteousness, which is far better than this old robe. And we know that a crown awaits us in heaven. What more could we possibly want? Thank you.